This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Sometimes I like to wander around our yard to see what's going on, you know. I say sometimes because it's very easy to forget, to wander, to observe, to take note of what you've created in your own personal habitat. You know, I remember when we bought our place, the 1991 Marvelette looked like it had been dropped out of the sky onto a clean bladed area in a scruffy, wait-a-minute, mesquite-filled grassland. The only trees the owner had planted were some Italian stone pines, and we left them there because they offered some shade, a decision I sort of regret as they've gotten quite huge. They do live up to their name. The cones bear a large edible pine nut, and the dogs tell me it's really delicious. And so maybe during the apocalypse, I will join the dogs in eating those nuts. But listen, like I said, the land was bladed clear and pretty bleak, but I'd been growing many upland species in a nursery up in Tucson where I worked. Arizona native oaks were a pretty hard sell in the Sonoran Desert, and those oaks started coming home with me when I'd returned from 3 or 4 days of work in Tucson. I started planting those oaks, and I started growing more upland species at our home, and now we live in an amazing woodland, you know. The native trees and shrubs and perennials that surround the 1991 Marvelette turned it into a home. It's a little homestead near the banks of the Ojalote. And as I said, when I started to jabber, I do like to wander around my personal biome, my personal biotic community smack in the middle of old grassland. I suppose I could include the poultry and the cats and the dogs as some of the biota of this biotic community. So the flora and fauna is domestic and wild, and we're certainly visited by the wild. But I wander and think about where I collected the seed of some of the plants or where I see it now out in habitat. I love that phrase, in habitat. A dear old friend asked me 35, 40 years ago when discussing a plant in a nursery bucket, have you seen it in habitat? And that sort of turned me around. I no longer wanted to learn my plants in nursery containers. I wanted to see natives in habitat and then grow it. And now, guess what? That plant had a story. So when folks who buy an Anisocanthus thurberi from me, say at a farmer's market in Cochise County, I go off. I start going crazy. I collected the cuttings, I tell them. I collected the cuttings of that one you see as you start up into Pine Tree Canyon. What a color on that one. Or you should see the color of the ones in Texas Canyon. Or what about the ones in the Arroyo on Gates Pass Road in Tucson? I've noticed some folks back slowly away from my booth, keeping an eye on me before scurrying off. Listen, a couple mornings ago in the Mosquito Biome, a place that gives me much peace and tranquility, so I've taken it to calling my personal biome. So that morning in my biome, I walked around observing plants doing their fall thing. Drop leaves, go dormant, die. And I saw hooker primrose stalks loaded with seed capsules, and the plants were calling it quits. Hooker primroses are biennial, so you don't get flowers till the second year. That's when they flower and set seed and die. But at the tippy top of these 3-foot-tall spent stalks in our yard were bright yellow flowers of hooker primrose. Hooker primroses start to bloom in the evening and then through the night, and then the flowers, having served up pollen and nectar, close up and fade when morning sun hits them. These season-old primroses were giving it one last gasp, being an Oenothera hookeri until they were dead, right? One last shot for local moths or early morning bees doing their thing right to the end. And maybe. That's what I'm reminded of on my morning wanders through my personal biome. Yeah. The wild plants and wild animals do their thing. They fulfill their biological, their ecological functions right to the end. Yeah. In biotic communities across the borderlands, wild flora and fauna do their thing right to the end. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.